On the Claire's Matt and Kimber catch up, I need you to join my army.
The stars of Aladdin sing A Whole New World.
And we chat to the one and only Priscilla Presley.
Elvis has left the building.
Sadly.
Claire's Matt and Kimber. It's like a party every morning. Ready to make a day of it? Check out the non-stop action at Crown on Melbourne Cup Day. Visit crownperth.com.au.
Claire's Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Kimber, it's been 40 years since we lost the king of rock and roll, Elvis Aaron Presley.
Seems amazing, doesn't it?
Yeah, 1977, all those years ago, and you could see how curious people are about the king because you just look at the numbers that go through Graceland in 2017.
Yeah, well, I didn't know how much I would enjoy Elvis until I went and saw that gig.
Yeah, you did go and see that gig with Elvis footage on the big screen and a live band and all the rest of it. Can you believe that Priscilla Presley is coming to Perth? She's doing Elvis and Me, an evening with Priscilla, hosted by Richard Wilkins. So he'll be interviewing her throughout the night.
Great.
So Elvis fans will be there in droves. Crowd Perth, Monday, November 6. Tickets from ticketmaster.com.au. The one and only Priscilla Presley. Good morning and welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you.
Now, Priscilla, I saw Elvis, The Wonder of You show this year with Elvis's long-term friend Jerry Schilling. And it was a fantastic chance to see some old footage and get a glimpse of Elvis. How much of what we've seen of Elvis over the years was performance and how much was the actual man?
Oh, my goodness. What you see, what I love about this entire show is that you get to see Elvis at play. You get to see his rapport with his band members, his singers, gospel singers, his audience. You know, it's very, how can I say, very touching for me and very nostalgic because, you know, what you see is what you get with him, truly. Mm. As a performer, he gave his heart and soul. At play, he was just what you saw. Fun, lots of laughter, lots of, romping with the boys. And you see, you know, how he had his posse with him. And boy, did they have fun.
I guess what I found interesting in reading some of the things you've spoken about over many years is that we always seek for sort of simple answers. We want to compartmentalize people, Elvis the rock star, Elvis the father, Elvis the husband. But of course, like all of us, he was an extremely complicated man. And I guess that's what you bring in the show, is revealing all of the facets that made this man.
Absolutely. You know, he was beloved by even all of us who were with him. He was beloved. He was a very special man in every way. And yes, complicated. And I have a little glimpse of what, my God, he must have gone through from his early beginnings, of course, to starting out in 1953 with a song, and then, of course, to 56 with all his wonderful songs going gold and not really prepared for the fame. Always wanted to sing, but I don't think he ever saw himself being the king of rock and roll in any sense of the word.
Priscilla, we recently spoke with legendary Aussie actor Brian Brown, who you may know. We asked him about his greatest showbiz influence, and he said it was Elvis. We said that we were going to talk to you, and we said, if you had one question to Priscilla? And he said, what was the first kiss like?
I do get asked that a lot. He was a great kisser, I must say. The first kiss, actually, I was taken aback by it because he surprised me. I was quite young, as we all know, and so I was stopped in my tracks, and he stopped me, and he gave me a kiss, and it was a sweet kiss, but yet enough for me to remember. Let's just put it that way.
We're definitely calling Brian Brown back. He'll want to hear that. It'll make his ear.
I think I know the answer to this because I can hear in your voice how lovingly you reflect upon your time with Elvis, but life is full of small chapters, I guess, and this was a relatively small chapter, your marriage to the king. Were there any ever moments in your life that you resented the shadow that marriage had over you and your career and your story?
Well, you have to remember, our relationship was actually 12 or 13 years.
Sure.
You know, he was courting me at 14 until he asked me to stay with him and visit him in Graceland.
Yes.
The first time in 62. Elvis is probably the biggest chapter in my life.
Yes.
His influence has been really and truly remarkable as far as my life goes, and it's still going.
Yes.
And just before we wrap up, I know you have to go, and we look forward to seeing you here November 6th at Crown Theatre in Perth, but in the Mark Cohen song in the 90s, Walking in Memphis, he talked about the jungle room, and I know that Elvis had that room, that man shed, but was it called the jungle room back then?
Yes, in a way, but I call it more the man cave.
Yeah.
That was probably the first man cave. He was always in style, and that was definitely the man cave. He watched television and all the football games on a Sunday, and I learned a lot about sports from him, for sure.
All right, we're calling Brian Brown right away. All the best, Priscilla, and we'll see you here in November.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
It just feels a little bit weird that we just spoke to, it sounded like Marilyn Monroe at the end there, Priscilla Presley, the one and only.
Her voice is really captivating.
Good birthday, Mr. President. Incredible. Elvis and Me, an evening with Priscilla Presley, an open conversation with Richard Wilkins hosting and doing the interviews. It's on Monday the 6th at Crown Perth, so we're talking about November this year.
I think it's going to be really interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Get your tickets from ticketmaster.com.au.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Sometimes we say things live on air and they come back to bite you.
Mm.
Now, 2 weeks ago, we talked about my friend who was giving up chocolate for Choctober.
Yeah.
And I was picking on her, basically saying, why would anyone do such a thing? And Clarzy, you made a throwaway comment about me giving up cheese.
I think I said maybe you should do Cheese-vember.
And I think we laughed and laughed and laughed.
Side-splitting entertainment.
And then our producers, Tom and Adam, took the whole thing a little bit too seriously.
Yeah.
And then I discovered they ran with it. And guess who's giving up cheese for the entire month of November?
That would be you.
Thanks so much.
Because there's so much cheese in your fridge, it's easier to list the things that aren't in your fridge, if you know, as opposed to the cheeses.
Well, I mean, I don't really want to do it because I love cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a love relationship with cheese.
Mm.
Okay, this isn't just like, oh yeah, I enjoy it on crackers every now and then. I mean, I don't know how much I consume in a week. I couldn't really be honest about it, and it's always in my fridge. But part of me goes, I do need a break.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So
because you pretty much breathe it in, don't you?
I do, and I'm willing to give up cheese for the month of November. However, I'm going to need a great deal of support.
Yeah. When you say the producers of our show are into this, they're really into this.
Yeah.
I'm talking like an introduction with music and all the rest of it for you?
Yes.
Okay. So you've had the Kiss Army and we've seen the Wildcats' amazing Red Army. Listen to this.
November is the month to quit. Kimber can help you do it. Kimber's Army. Join up!
Time to enlist in Kimber's Army.
Kimber's Army. Basically, what I need is anyone else out there in Perth who is getting a little bit too much of something.
Sure.
If you're finding that you're getting a bit too much of, I don't know, chocolate or cigarettes or maybe your mobile phone.
Sex. Oh, sorry. Coffee.
No one wants to give that up. Coffee.
Yeah. Maybe Wi-Fi at home.
Yeah. Oh.
Could you imagine someone giving up Wi-Fi for a month?
Look, perhaps you just need a helping hand. You've been waiting for someone to just give you a kick up the bum, but you need some group support.
Mm.
Join my army. We're going to support one another in giving something up for the entire month of November.
Okay.
And we will raise money and give money to charity.
Okay, I was thinking, what's the end result? That is a beautiful end result.
Yeah, we'll get our friends and families to support us.
Okay.
Because anyone who knows how badly we're addicted to these things will help and support us, and we're going to give the money to charity. So if you would like to join Kimber's Army, and I'm telling you, I am desperate for support.
So you're going the whole month of November without cheese?
Yes.
Okay.
In my birthday month, mind you.
I'll believe it when I see it.
It's my birthday month.
Yeah, you know, I'm putting cameras on you for a month.
No, I'm committed, but I'm just saying we'll get a group of us, we'll have Facebook to help each other out and send each other supportive messages. But if you want to sign up, go to mix.com.au, click on the Kimber's Army link and tell us what you want to give up.
Okay, yeah, cool.
And you can join the army and we're going to help each other through the entire month.
In his absence, because he's not well, I'd like to pledge $100 of Matt's money as support to you.
That is a great start.
Hey,
that is a great start.
Brilliant start to the fund.
Yeah, I told my boyfriend James that this was happening and he's mortified. He is worried because he doesn't know what's going to happen to me if I donate cheese.
Yeah, especially while he's sitting there eating it and going through your supplies.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get rid of them all.
Hey, what is that photo? Did you show me a photo of your fridge?
Well, James took that photo of my fridge about 6 months ago and it was just a normal day in my fridge. It wasn't any kind of celebration. He just took a photo of my fridge to show just how much cheese is in there on an ordinary day.
Okay.
It's quite a bit.
Join Kimber's Army. Where do they go again?
It's mix.com.au. I would love you to help me and to give up something yourself that you really need a break from for a whole month.
Yeah. Well, with charities in mind, get involved.
Do it. Yeah. Mix.com.au.
Helping small business grow is my passion. Hi, I'm Mark Boris, and I want to share that passion with you with my podcast, The Mentor. If you're into business, listen now on Podcast One as I get the stories from those just starting out and those on the verge of a major turning point. Join me for The Mentor, and I might just help your business grow as well. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Kimber, you're right. We've heard some pretty good voices around here. Guy Sebastian last week, John Farnham there. We've got some magnificent voices joining us now because Ainsley Mellum and Heba El-Sheikh joining us. Of course, Aladdin and Princess Jasmine from Aladdin.
Hey.
We're so grateful you came in. We had a chat to you a little while ago when we were in Melbourne over for The Block and you guys promised that you would come in and have a sing with us.
Yeah, I promised on behalf of people.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you put her in.
Next minute she's here singing it. But we're stoked. We're stoked to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, you got to do telethon as well on the weekend.
We did.
Part of that spectacular result.
Oh, it was epic. It was such a fun night to be a part of and we had such an amazing time. Yeah.
Well, an amazing time to be had by all because Aladdin, of course, starting next year, but it's July 28th, which will be here like that at Crown Perth and tickets through ticketmaster.com.au. But you are going to sing for us.
Yes, absolutely. Let's do it.
Everyone ready to roll? Let's go.
Let's go.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with
now
you.
Now I'm in a whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes.
100,000
Hold your breath, it gets better.
I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be.
A whole new world.
Every time a surprise.
With new horizons to pursue.
Every moment, red letter.
I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you. A whole new world.
A whole new world.
That's where we'll be.
That's where we'll be.
A thrilling chance.
A wondrous place.
For you and me.
Beautiful. Oh, the beloved story of Aladdin coming to life with this spectacular new music, of course, at Crown Theatre here in Perth on July. In July 2018, tickets on sale now, aladdinthemusical.com.au. To both of you, thanks for joining us. And that was magnificent.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, see how dreamy they were looking at each other?
You've got to see the show. Get your tickets. Ainsley Mellum and Heba El-Sheikh joining us this morning. Guys, all the best. Good to see
you
in Perth.
Thank you for having us.
Clearsy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, I've just started a new band. It's called 999 Megabytes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, haven't done a gig yet.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast, done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber love an excuse to get dressed up. If you party in style, don't miss Perth's premier event on Melbourne Cup Day. Classique at Crown Ballroom.